Once there was a girl named Favela who lived in a peculiar region. It was in the town of the sealed houses that the child was at home. There, where everything was transparent, stood the girl's sealed house. And so it should come as no surprise that the cot which stood in the corner was also transparent, as were the table and chairs. The windows and doors were missing entirely. As Favela was growing up into a beautiful young maiden, she discovered that she was invisible outside of the town. She asked herself why no one could see her. The girl didn't know. She couldn't be seen because she wore clothes of emptiness. Favela did not realize that everyone who lived in the sealed houses was fated to wear clothes of emptiness, and that they were thus not visible for the rest of the people. A strange silence lay over the sealed houses. One day, a prince came to the region where everything was transparent. The people bowed and rendered homage to him, but the prince could neither see nor hear them. The only things that he noticed were rickety huts and shabby furniture. He didn't even see the curious rats peering out of their holes. Favela stepped up and blocked his path. "See here, fair prince. Here are the sealed houses. We live in transparent huts. We wear clothes of emptiness." The prince, who could not hear her, rode on. The deathly still pervading the ghost town made him uneasy. Suddenly, a strong wind came up and carried Favela far, far away to the gates of a palace. It was the palace of the prince, and his servants carried her in. The prince looked at her and was enchanted. But now it was Favela who could not see him. She imagined that she was in a forest, buried under millions of spiders, so that she thought she would suffocate. The girl did not notice that she was lying on a soft bed, nestled among the downy feathers that adorned it. The youth whispered into Favela's ear. Then he spoke more loudly, and in the end he even yelled, "You're in the prince's palace. Look here, pretty maiden." Still, Favela lay motionless in the soft bed as if she were dead. The prince laid himself down at the stranger's feet and held vigil there the whole night. Soon, he felt a curious tingling. The youth dreamed that Favela had moved and was gesturing to him that he should come to her. As he bent over the girl, a rat dashed out of the seam of Favela's dress. He touched her, and then tiny spiders began to swarm out of the fine pores of her comely face. The prince awoke with a start, because he felt an uncomfortable tingling. He looked around and saw that little hairy spiders were running quickly up and down his body and spreading across the entire floor. They rushed up the walls to the ceiling, and in no time at all, they had transformed the entire room into a dark nest. The prince felt like he was suffocating and fled from his palace. He ran aimlessly into the night. Finally, he arrived at the ghost town that he had already once visited. The prince didn't see the people in the sealed houses, who were waving to him forlornly. As he returned to the palace the next day, Favela had disappeared. From then on, no one was ever allowed to enter the room in which the girl had lain. The people named it the Room of Emptiness.